Welcome to today's episode of Talk to FEZ Podcast. I'm your host, Lanre Oyekunle. And if you haven't done so already, hit the subscribe button on Spotify or on Anchor FM so you don't miss any of our podcast episodes. Today, we're going to talk about feminism. Yes, the controversial topic, feminism. Before I go any further, let me state some caveats. These are my personal views based on research, observations, and general experiences. Where do my experiences come from? In my icebreaker episode, I told you that I'm a father of two, I'm a husband. Well, I didn't drop from the sky, so I'm a woman's son. I'm also a grandson to a woman. I have two sisters, so I'm also a brother. I have lived in an African, Arab, and British society, and also worked for multinationals as well as one-man companies. These are where my experiences and backgrounds are coming from. Now, talking about feminism. Personally, I like checking the dictionary meaning of words before I chook mouth, like my people say, into any topic. And when I say chook mouth, I mean get involved, right? Thanks to our good friend Google and Oxford Dictionary, I checked the meaning of the word feminism. Well, it is defined as the advocacy of women's rights on the ground of the equality of the sexes. A lot of words going around there. So I checked for the word advocacy. Advocacy means to support or to promote. So we're talking about the support of women's rights. One word that I needed to understand deeper was the word equality. So again, I checked our good friend Google and Oxford Dictionary and found equality, explained as the state of being equal, especially in status, rights, or opportunities. Now, status could also mean rank or position. Rights could mean civil and human rights and privileges, and opportunities merely means chances. So, when we conjoin this back into our initial definition, feminism is the advocacy, or we could say the support or promotion of the rights of women on the grounds of the equality, be it in status, ranks, or opportunity of both men and women. If we're being objective, feminism is not about men and women being the same. It's about equality. I mean, men and women can never be the same. A man would always have a penis, and a woman would always have a vagina. I know I say this with a straight face, but it is what it is, right? We can't be the same. However, to explain the difference between equality and sameness, which is, what is the difference between us being equal and us being the same, I would use a football team to illustrate my point. Pardon me if you don't like or you don't watch football, but you don't need to be an expert in football to understand my point when I'm done. There are 11 different players in a football team. You have the goalkeeper, the defenders, the midfielders, and the strikers. Some positions require you to be very fast. Some positions require you to be very strong. Now, all positions are different in a football team, but they are equally important. So going back to our men and women talk, the striker is not the same as the goalkeeper. However, they are equally important. If you take the goalkeeper out of the team, you're probably going to lose the game by a considerable number of goals because there's no one catching the goals. And if you play a game without a striker, there's a high chance that you would not score so many goals. So, there'll be a vacuum. Even within this team, everyone is expected to be treated fairly and equally. So whether you're a striker who bangs in the goals or you're a goalkeeper who catches the goalpost, no one is expected to see themselves as being superior to another. That's a football team. Now, I brought that into this concept because, or into this context, because I feel that as humans, male and female, we should see ourselves as that football team. We are not the same. However, there needs to be equality. Feminism of today has been related with so many bad things, and I'm sure you agree with me when you go on social media or you talk to people around who knows you or you know, you'll find out that feminism is now synonymous with angry, wicked, single for 45 years and bitter women who hate everything that have to do with men and masculinity. Well, if I remember a lot of my experiences that made me who I am today, it is totally understandable that some people grow up to hate men. I mean, when you live in a society where a man can buy a 15-year-old child as his wife because he paid a dowry, and he'll keep her in his house as a sex and domestic slave. Or, let's talk about the men who harass women in broad daylight. Open places, even places like markets, where a man sees a woman who has some physical attributes that he finds amusing and he wants to grab and touch her just for his own pleasure. It is understandable that things like this could lead to hatred and contempt. That being said, we need to focus on educating people, men and women alike, giving justice when rights have been violated, and fairness at all times. So, let's focus on the core definition of feminism, which is promoting the rights of women on the grounds of equality. Equality in status, equality in rights, and equality in opportunities. Feminism is not about transfer of power. It's about equal opportunity to both men and women. People should get things based on merit, not because of their gender. So if a woman is qualified for an opportunity, she should get it, the same way a man would have gotten it, and also get the same pay or the same attributes or privileges that a man should have gotten. Now, I can already see my Christian and generally religious listeners saying, "Landry, it is written in the Bible book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church." Brother Titus, calm down. Or you might hear, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11 says that a woman should sit quietly in all submissiveness and she is not permitted to exercise authority over a man. Sister Rebecca, be calming down. In my opinion, Jesus was a perfect example of a concept called servant leadership, which explains that a leader must be a servant to those he leads. And you being a follower of a leader doesn't make you that leader's slave. I mean, the Bible says a man should love his wife just as Christ loved the church. So if you love that woman, would you deprive her of the rights, privileges, and opportunities that she should get? Now, let me not turn this into a Sunday service sermon, but in my opinion, the fact is, the husband is the head of his personal house. And it doesn't mean that his wife has no rights or privileges in that house. She has a voice in determining how many kids they're going to have, for example, and how their home is going to be managed. You see, people fear that feminism would overturn our time-honored traditions, our religious beliefs, and the established gender roles that we've had traditionally. This is wrong. A woman should have the rights and opportunities that a man has. She should be able to aspire to be a leader, a president, a factory operator, a lawyer, whatever she wants to be. She should also have her civil and her human rights intact. In fact, her right to life, freedom, liberty, security should at no point be disadvantaged simply because of her sex. So to summarize, what I've been saying right from the beginning of this podcast is the advocacy or the championing of women's rights on the grounds of equality of both sexes, equalities in the opportunities we're given, the rights that we have, and the status that is afforded to us should be the same, whether you're a man or a woman. But of course, just like that football team, everyone has a role to play. There is a captain in the football team, just as there is a head in the house, if we're looking at a family setting, but that's only a family setting. A family setting is not the same as a political setting or an organizational setting, where a man would think, because the Bible says the man is the head, a woman cannot be a CEO. That's wrong. We need to unlearn that. Anyways, I would leave you here today. Some other day, we'll talk about how come there is this perception of anger and wickedness and witchcraft when it comes to feminism. In fact, you start hearing things like coven and the rest of all that for some of you who are conversant with Twitter. Anyways, we'll digest that in subsequent podcasts if that comes up. But again, for you to have stayed this far, you are my G. Like, I love you. Bah. Thank you so much for staying with me. This is episode 2. I'm enjoying this. I mean, it took me about 15 days to do another podcast. I hope it doesn't take me that long to do another one. But thank you so much for listening. And remember, I love your feedback. So let me know, what am I doing right and what am I doing wrong? I'm still learning, right? Anyways, I'll leave you the same way I always leave you. Make it your intention to make someone smile today using the power of your tongue. Have a nice day.